We just ask you to open our eyes, our ears, our life, that we might understand what you would do with us. And the church said what? Amen. Well, let's listen to that prayer. I want to welcome you today to what we're going to be about in 2012. Okay, and what we're going to be about is some of the things that the Bible teaches us to be about. They're not complicated, but we got to get into them. We got to be involved with them. So if you don't mind, you can go to your Bibles if you want your Bible. If not, you can just look around and they'll be up on the walls and screens and you'll see this verse. It is the commission of the church to go, to be, that God's made us something. And so I want you to hear some things we believe in. First of all, we believe every human being has been wonderfully made by God. The scripture says so. And so we really don't care where you come from. We care who you are. But more than that, we want you to know that Jesus Christ would like to pour his love and his life into you. Do you hear that rhythm? You know, I get a lot of questions in the community. Why is Hillview Heights Church a different church? Well, it's not really a different church. It's just we attack it head on instead of going through all these procedures to get there. So we want you to know, first of all, we believe that Jesus Christ made you. He loves you and he wants to give you grace. Do you understand that? All right. So if you're here today and you haven't received that, guess what? You're going to get to receive that today. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Every Sunday, I have seen people receive the grace of God in their lives and be absolutely, totally remade. So we're really into that. Now, what in the world do we need to do together? First of all, we got to move, right? God's a God of what? Movement. Movement. And so if you don't mind, just kind of look at your worship partner and go, you need to move. Just go ahead and tell them you need to move. Come on, share with them. Y'all act like you at first or second or third stiff neck, okay? Now, if you're coming from a stiff neck church, we love our stiff neck brothers and sisters, but we're not stiff neck here. We're a little loose here. We want to move with God. May God take us where we need to what? Be. Now listen, here's the problem with being stiff-necked. Here's the deep problem with that. For years, 2,000 years of Christianity, we've spent a lot of time telling God what he can do. We've told God, you got to move in this way. You got to move in this order. You got to move with this culture. But I want you to know, we believe that you've been made by God and you're absolutely important. And the second thing is this, we don't believe we can tell God what to do. We believe that God is sovereign, man. He is the beginning and the end and he is with us. That's exciting news if you resonate with that. How many of y'all glad to know God's got it going on? Let me break it down. God's got it going on. And then here's what's so incredibly cool. God's got it going on, and no earthly force can stop God. Many have tried. The Roman Empire thought they were going to be bigger than God. And now, please don't take a cruise ship, but if you go to that area of the country, guess what? You will see the ruins of Rome. One of the greatest human empires, one of the greatest moments of education, technology, government, and they fail. You know why? God outlasts everything. How many of y'all believe that? That God outlasts everything. I'm kind of glad of that because guess what? What is in me and what is in you, which is called the grace of God, is going to outlast my human existence. Are any of y'all excited about that? That what God has put in me is going to outlast my human what? Here's why. You and I are only here for a little while. How many of y'all believe that? We're only here for a little while. Y'all know that in life. Some of y'all in high school right now, guess what? Boom! College. Boom! Marriage. Boom! All your money's gone. Went that quick. How many of y'all right now have just lived in the boom, boom, boom? You look up and you go, where did that go? Well, now that's an important question. But a deeper question is even even ask, who did I allow to go with me? Did I really follow Christ in my life? So today I want to give you a challenge. The first is, everybody was given some water. Did everybody get a bottle today? Everybody get a bottle today? Now, this is a participation service today. If you've never participated in church, good. This will be your first time. Be good for you. Some of you have never come to the altar. Some of you never stood up. Some of you have never what? Moved. I'm going to show you today, how many of y'all come to church to observe God? How many of y'all are observers? Now, here's going to be your problem. God never called you to observe. Not one place in the Bible did he say, come observe me. He said, come what? You know, brother, what does he say? Follow me. Now, if you're going to follow somebody, what do? Right. That's just like, you know, I get asked all the time now about marriage. There's no big secret to marriage. Man, if you get married, just say yes to her and follow her, and she'll take you all the way to your grave. But now, if you really want to follow somebody, follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, I'll go. Now, some of you today, this is going to be your great decision. Guess what? God's already given you something. We believe that God wants to save you. Y'all okay with that? So stay with me today. Just say, you know what? I believe God wants to save you. Just go ahead and tell somebody that right now. Come on. We're going to move today. If y'all want to go to Sit and Stare Church, there's 127 of them available in this county. Just look at somebody and say, guess what? God's going to save you today. Some of you are going, well, I'm already saved. But some of y'all need to get saved again. Not literally. You need to understand your salvation, though. Amen. Now, let's look at here. God's given it. God's given it. For some of you today, guess what your decision's going to be? Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. How many of y'all realize everybody sinned in this room? I want to show you who God wants to forgive. God wants to forgive people that have sinned. Have all y'all sinned in here? Raise your hand if you've sinned. Okay, good. And if you don't have your hands up, you just lied so you can get yours up now. See what I'm saying? You watch this. Here's what's so funny. You will confess your sins one way or the other. They will be exposed. Now, that's not the good news. The good news is not that we're sinners. That's not the good news. Here's the good news. We have a Savior. His name is Jesus. He's died on a cross. He's risen from the grave. And he wants to save human beings. This is good news. That's the good news. And so you know what? Here's what happens. Now I'm going to tell you. Some of you just want to get a little Jesus on you. You know, you want to come to church, kind of slide up here. Let's kind of picture the church. And you just want to get a little Jesus on me. You know, kind of like it's just a sprinkle of Jesus. That hair is too cool to mess up right now. Look here. See what I'm saying? How many of y'all just want a sprinkle of Jesus? Well, that's not grace. See, I really want you to get this. This is what God said. Ask me to forgive you. And we say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, come in. That's grace. Now check this out. I've been drinking grace for 3 services. Now I want you to know, no matter what I do, this grace is going to call me to action in a little while. True. Now, I want you to feel this because this is what people misunderstand. Salvation is from God. Man cannot create their own salvation. So I want to take some of the stressors off y'all. Some of y'all are still trying to be good to be saved. That's why you came in this morning like this. Because you're saved because he's good. You're saved because Jesus is Lord. You saved because God sent salvation. You saved because God said so, not because you said so. You saved not because you're a good girl or a bad girl. You saved because he's a merciful Savior. He's a merciful judge. He's a God of the blood, and he loves his people. That's why we're saved. And I know that makes some of you little good Baptist boys and girls madder than hell. Because you went through life going, well,
I brought my Bible to church. I've said my prayers. I have not cussed where anybody can hear me. I've never had a drink. I've never smoked a cigarette. Except, that's not the gospel. You know what the gospel says? I realize I'm a sinner before God. I realize that I'm separated from heaven. And I look up to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, here I am, a messed up sinner. Save me. And guess what Jesus says? I agree with everything you said. And now I want you to agree with me. I'm going to come into your life. I'm going to save you from your sin. And I'm going to put something in you that draws you toward heaven. That's my grace. Amen. Now, church, that's what we're about here at Hillview. Everybody get it? Andrew, Pastor Andrew knows, man, I was excited. They launched. These young people are going crazy. We're fixing to have a bunch of crazy young people in our church. Oh, I prayed for that day. Young people be so filled with the Holy Spirit, they walk into their high school or their university or their middle school, and they come in with the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, young people, once they get filled with God, they don't lock up like old people do. You know, they don't go, well, I wonder if this is appropriate or not. Let me help you all. One of the things we don't have to worry about in American culture is the church being too loud or too active. That's not our crisis. Our crisis is we won't speak up. So we have to hear everybody else. Our crisis is we won't share anything. Now let me tell you why. Because you all think you got a cup. Now we gave you a cup today because we love you. But I gave you a cup today for a different reason. Some of y'all that grew up in church, John Paul, I bet you heard this in your pilgrimage. Everybody wanted to get their cup filled. I mean, they went to your Bible study and you didn't fill their cup, so they go into somebody else's to get their cup filled. They come to Hillview Heights Church. Well, that Pastor Steve, I tell you what, I wish he'd tuck his shirt tail in, not wear jeans that got holes in him. He's crazy, and he don't fill my cup. If you're like that, may you bless us and leave. I don't like hanging around people like that. In fact, I got some religious groups, every one of them's like that, and they told me that's what heaven's going to be like. Well, how discouraging is that? It ain't about your cup. Your cup's been filled with the grace of God. Now let's get to the truth. Your life has been remade. Sister's been remade by the grace of God. Now tell me what's impossible for you. Nothing. Don't let this world tell you what you cannot do. Here's a problem. Listen, all these years we've been talking about everybody's cup. Guess what God says? I did a cup study. Guess what it talks about in the Bible? Let's be biblical. It don't talk about filling up. Paul, at the end of his life, he didn't go, my cup is full. David, in that great psalm, the 23rd psalm, he said, my cup runneth over. Guess what? That means it's getting on somebody else. Paul said, I've been poured out. So there's no way to be poured out unless you've received in. But a lot of you in this room have already received Christ. So your challenge this year is not to get your cup filled, but it's time for you all to start doing what? Pouring out. Now some of y'all are going, well, I'm too young to pour out. I need to be more developed. No, you've been given everything you need in Christ. But guess for you to realize it, guess what you got to start doing? Pouring. Y'all ever? Did y'all hear that? Listen. Now, some of you are more worried about how we pour. You know, if you're real religious, you're supposed to pour properly. Just as I am. And you don't want to give too much because we might get in an overflow condition. You want to make sure your water is clean. But guess what God said do? Pour. He didn't say how, Bobby. He just said what. And y'all are looking at you going, you're making a mess. Welcome to ministry. Guess what Jesus did? He came to earth and made a mess out of messes. Blood is messy. Ministry is messy. Love is what? Children are what? How many of y'all had clean children? I mean, think about this. We start out messing and stinking right off the bat. Amen? And then God says, I need to clean you up so the world might see my grace. Amen? Are we on the same page? Some of you today need to receive this water for the first time. We've had that happen all day. But guess what? The rest of us, we need to simply just learn to do this. We need to come to worship and we need to start pouring. I just want to show you what will happen. If y'all don't mind, if y'all would be willing to just come and pour your bottle out. I'm not going to give you any instructions, but just come and let's start pouring together. What might happen if the church just poured together? Poured together. You know, let's just pour together. Let's pour together and see what happens. But we got to pour together. You see, there's this whole, I love 11 o'clock. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are the only ones that have been crazy. That we might what? Pour together. Now make sure everybody's got a water. Now keep your empty bottle with you. Keep your empty bottle with you. Now just think. And I want you to listen what's happening. Just listen for a minute. Just listen. I want you to listen to what's happening. Now, guess what? I didn't say you couldn't pray with each other while you poured the water out. Think about what we might go do on our way to pouring. Just continue to listen to the sermon. See, it's a little different from you. Some of you grew up saying you had to sit down to listen. I listen better standing up, moving around. Listen to the church unfolding. All right, let's not get too carried away. We're not counting those as baptisms, okay? All right, hold on. Hey, pour it in the bottom. See, I'm going First Baptist on you. Put it back in the bottom. I love it. I love it. Just listen to this thing. Listen to this thing. Listen to what God's doing. All right, let's make some observations as everybody's going. Is everybody capable of doing this? Y'all answer me as you see. Does it require a little bit of effort? Okay, now I want you to think with me. Just keep dreaming as you're standing there. Can you all imagine if we all sang together what this place would sound like? You see, I've been watching some of you. You were the same dudes that wouldn't dance in high school. You do the same thing in worship. You kind of get back on your wall and just look at what's going on. At least mumble. Mumble. Say, God, I want to give an effort to be a part of it. So let's let the Lord speak to us on that. Lord, I need to make effort to be a part what? Of it. To be a part of it. And that it will flow. Now, I want you to listen. I want everybody to get quiet, and I want you to hear what's going on for a second. I want you to listen. Just listen. You know, it's wild. They had it rushing more. Amazing. All right. I want to give you another point. Is everybody listening? How many of y'all willing to pour out? Come on, look at the person beside you and say, wait, guess what you all can say? What can you all say right now? You're what? Come on, Derek, you're what? Have y'all already poured? Well, let me show you what happens sometimes. You know what happens sometimes when you get poured out? Guess what happens when you get poured out? You know what? You're not done again. And God hands you some new things. And guess what he tells you to do after he hands you those? Go pour them out. And this never ends. God continues to fill and refill and bless. All right? So I want to pray right now. We're going to do some weird things like pray. That's weird, isn't it? I want to pray that every one of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ would be willing to pour out some of the things that God has given us. Now listen. Lord, I ask now that you, Jesus, and you alone would so inspire each one of us who claim your name that we would step into following you in such a way that the church could be heard in the world. Now I want to teach you something. Go ye therefore. What do y'all hear? I hear go. And what's going on? Everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. Really, honestly, during church, while I'm preaching, this is what y'all are supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be, Lord, may I hear what I'm supposed to hear? May I share what I'm supposed to share? May I be a part of what I'm supposed to be a part of, God? How many of y'all are praying while I'm preaching that God would draw, he would draw people to understand grace? If you're a believer, especially if you've been a believer for 30 or 40 years, and you come inside worship looking for another blessing, shame on you. It's time to grow up and say, God, make me the what? Blessing. If you've been saved for a while, you ought to want to share that. Go ye what? Therefore, and do what? Share it. Even big old linebackers can pour. That's what I'm saying. God can use what? Anybody to do anything. How many of y'all believe that? All right, so let's see what we're talking about right now. God is unlimited. Listen. What are you hearing? What are you hearing? It's overflowing. And nobody can stop that. That's God's overflow in you. Now hold on. I wasn't hearing that when I was putting in that water by myself. Were you all? But I mean, I've been saved, sanctified, certified. I got papers. Did they say I'm a preacher? But did it make any difference? No. It's okay. It's okay. You did good. I know. You did good. God bless y'all. Even if you got to cry, come on and pour. Amen. Get there. Thank y'all for pouring in. It's pretty cool, isn't it? You get to move here in this church. What do we want to do in 2012? Move. We want to move. Now watch. Y'all can come on around here and get on in here. You don't have to do straight file lines. That's primitive thinking. Just get to it and pour it. Get to it and pour it. Now I want to give you five things we got to pour in. Do you want to see the world change? Anybody want to see the world change? The world is changed when you let God change you. Now let me tell you a mistake we've made. Everybody needs to listen. Here's a mistake we've made. Some of y'all want to be superheroes in the gospel. And listen, I apologize. Some of the clergy thinks they're rock stars now. In fact, I've even heard this description. A rock star preacher will gag me with a spoon. God did not call his people to be celebrities. He called them to be faithful. He's not impressed with their camera shot. He's impressed with his Holy Spirit being what? Poured out in people. He's not looking for you to be recognized. He's looking for his recognition in your life. Isn't that cool? So God hadn't called you to be fantastic. Guess what he's called you to be? Faithful.
Faithful. One person at a time, one drop at a time, one step at a time, one moment at a time. And what do you begin to hear? What do you begin to hear? So let me give you five things you need to pour into. Write them down. You need to pour into a worship service. You need to be here in worship. We need you here because we're missing something if you're not. Your energy, your relationship with God, the way God works with you, coming together to make it all work together. Number two, hear me. Do not be uninformed about Jesus in this world today. Some of you, listen, let's get honest. You know so little about the Bible, you don't know who to believe. Not everybody that stands up on TV and says this is what the Bible says is telling you what the Bible says. But you know so little about the Bible, many of you think Oprah knows it. And she is far as away from what Jesus teaches as Mars is from Earth. But she sounds right, doesn't she? And she's what? Nice. And you all read the Bible and it says nice people go to heaven, right? No, it doesn't. It says people who have received Jesus go to heaven. And it leaves it at that. Listen. I don't know about y'all, but this is the church I want to be a part of. What about you guys? We used to sing a song, Bobby, back before you had a gray beard and I had solid hair. We sang this song, remember? Let the river flow. This is kind of a hippie song out of our generation, so we liked it. We all got out there and kind of swayed, you know. Let the river flow. Down, down, down. Over. We was into it here. We did it at Hillview. We'd close our eyes and sway to the music. Because it kind of sounded like, you know, summer breeze. But see, it's going to take more than that to flow, isn't it, Jamie? You see, the Bible didn't ask me to be entertained by God. It asked me to follow God. So when I'm in worship, it's not about me, but it is about pouring out. I sing and I can't sing. And Elizabeth can tell you that, guess what? I don't even know all the words, but I make some up to the glory of God along the way. But I'm going to make an effort to do what? Sing unto the Lord. I know some of the big songs now, like Amazing Grace. You know, the Hallelujah Chorus. I even know some of our choruses, like Let the River Flow. I remember songs and old hymns from the 70s. Pass It On. It only takes a spark to get a fire going, is etched in my brain. And every time I hear that song, I smell cheap pizza because that's what they gave us at the youth group. Gave you that too, didn't you? Because you're down in Nashville, and that's where they thought up that idea. Feed kids pizza and sing a cheesy song to them, and they will be saved. Well, at least they made an effort. Now I'm not even sure we want to make an effort. Worship. We got to worship together. We got to learn together. We got to build healthy relationships together. We're in this what? Together, man. You know what? We got to serve God. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to preach to you about money. I never have in 21 years, but I am going to preach to you about being faithful. And guess what? I want you young people to hear me right now as you start out in your finances. If you're going to follow Jesus Christ, you'll be a tither. A tither.
Yo, what's a tither?
Okay, it's 10% of what you get. And if you think that's too much, wait till you start paying taxes. God can do more with his 10% than all the governments put together can do with most of your money. But guess what? Hillview Heights Church is not a tithing church. If we was a tithing church, guess what our budget would be a year? About $10 million a year. And you say, well, what would you do with that? I don't know. Solve like homelessness in Bowling Green? Solve it. Hunger in Bowling. Now, we're in Bowling Green, not in New York City. I mean, $10 million in L.A., that ain't even a sprinkle up there. But here, guess what it would do? Solve it. You know what I'd love to do? with all due respect, I'd love to tell our city and county government, hey, we already got that taken care of. Now go straighten the potholes up in the road. Do what you're supposed to do. Because we've awakened as a church and really starting to do what we're supposed to do. We're going to take care of the poor, the homeless, the busted up, the messed up, because we want to pour in them the grace of Jesus Christ. Jamie, that church is here, brother. Now that's just Hillview. What if Living Hope tithed? What if Woodburn jumped in? What if First Baptist did? All that old money sitting down there. You know what's going to be amazing? One day, I don't know, but watch this. If our dollar moves off global currency, we're not the standard anymore. Everything you saved just became worthless. And you're going to hear the scripture. Why store up treasures where the moths and the worms destroy them? Now, have you noticed it just said moths and worms? It didn't identify them exactly as insects. Those could be politicians. But it said that'll destroy. And how can we come to a church of the Lord Jesus Christ and be idled down when we have a faith that's unstoppable? Can you explain that to me? Why wouldn't we be 10% in? That's right, Tyler. The devil doesn't want us to, because guess what the devil's scared of? Church in overflow. That's pretty scary, isn't it? I mean, you get around this, guess what you're going to do? Well, you hear God. Wow. Church is making music without Keith. It's preaching a sermon without Pastor Steve. It's healing without a healer. Because you see, the head of the church is who, Pastor Andrew? Jesus. Amen. 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 Nobody left out. Nobody left out. You know what? If we'll commit ourselves to worship, learning, building relationships, giving and serving and prayer, guess what will happen? New generation will be reached. Other churches will be started. We will go to the ends of the earth. But we can dream about that and talk about that all day long. But if we don't individually decide to pour, guess what happened? How do you like that? That's 80% of the churches in the United States of America today. They are plateaued. I'm not picking on them, I'm just telling you. If we choose not to pour, we'll add to that percentage. Some of you have been praying for a great revival. I quit praying for a great revival 10 years ago. I just prayed we'd be real church. Because I noticed the church wasn't filled with great revivals and big coliseums being filled with grace. It was filled with a movement of God that as his people poured in, he poured out, and he took over things like cities, not coliseums. He renewed the lives and minds of people. He raised up generations. He changed them throughout all eternity. And Pastor Jamie, you and I have had these discussions more than once. I think we can become more excited about the show than the go of God. Here's what Jesus said. Go ye. You go. Make disciples of all nations. If you notice, he didn't say some of you go. He said all y'all go. Now, there was one that couldn't go because he'd hung himself. So if you're still here, you're eligible. He said, now you go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of who? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teaching them to obey what? Everything I've commanded you. Now you go. And by the way, he says, lo, or I am with you always to the end of the age. Or if you know your Greek, to the end of an era. Right now, God is still with us. And guess what he's doing? He is flowing. He is moving. But today, he's calling us to flow. And we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But I'm inviting you to be there. For some of you young people, I want to bring you back to some old Hillview days. I hope in your college and university experience that you will have to wait in line to get in church. They used to have to do that here, Jennifer, didn't they? I used to pastor a church where in the summer people were standing out on the front lawn of a little chapel to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why? Because there was a bunch of people all week long so crazy they'd tell people who don't know Jesus about Jesus. We've done well here. There's no doubt. God's used us. Gosh. I don't want to ever get satisfied, y'all. Ashton, when you were a little girl, we decided to not be a church that stared at garbage cans. But right now, we're just staring at what? Garbage cans. I want you to feel that. If I had to come to church every Sunday and feel that, I'd be bored out of my mind. But that's not caused by some program. You know what brings the moving of God into reality? It is you and I doing what? Pouring ourselves out to who? God. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just trying to correct it. One of my jobs as your pastor is to correct what didn't work. It's fair enough, isn't it? If I'm a good coach, what am I going to do? What do good coaches do? They correct. They correct. Because guess what? They want the best. I want the best for y'all today. I want you to flow in God. I want you to pour out. I want you to overflow. Let the river flow. It is in you. And God gave it to you. And he died on a cruel and cold cross. He shed real blood. He died that Friday. And early Sunday morning, nothing could stop him. Nothing could hold the stone back. No government could conceal the reality of the risen Lord. He backed it on down for a few days, about 40 days. And then his last words, he said, y'all go. You go tell them who I am and what I can do. And by the way, I'm with you to the end of the age. And he ascended up into the heavens. And in early, he released his church in the midst of the big city lights of Jerusalem. And he sent his Holy Spirit like tongues of fire, and wind blew, and sounds of thunder awakened. And guess what? I've read nowhere in my Bible where God turned the spigot off. Now, you young preachers, y'all need to watch. There's a crew telling you the spiritual gifts aren't active today. Just because they're scared of them doesn't make them go away. Just because they want to stare at garbage cans doesn't mean that's the will of God. In fact, God didn't call us to contemplate him. He didn't call us to figure him out. But he said, receive my grace and pour it out. Where? All over the world. To the ends of the earth. I can see it happening. Let it happen. let the river what? Flow. Today, some of you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For you today, God's calling you to be forgiven. And if you know that's you, as our pastors come forward, I want these pastors to just kind of come around the sections. Because guess what, guys? God's going to call a lot of people to the house today. He's going to let you know that He loves you and graces you. University students, it's good to see some of you back. And I know you'll all be back next week because you got to actually go to class. But guess what? If you've never done this, you need to do it. Lord Jesus, come into my what? That'll radically call you to action. And I want you to be warned. You know what the Bible says? It says in the last day, on the day of judgment, when Jesus appears. Matthew chapter 7. It says that, doesn't it? Seem to be Reverend Dr. Reynolds. It says on the day of judgment. This scares me. It ought to scare every one of you. It says many will say, Lord, Lord. And unfortunately, guess what he says? I don't know you. I don't know you. You know who he's going to say a lot of that to? Cup people. Bless me, Lord, people. Because they never understood Jesus. Jesus asked, Lord, take this cup from me. But if not, I will follow your will. You know what the will of God was? To pour out his son into human history. And to pour his blood out for the forgiveness of our sins. So that everyone in this room might have the possibility and the hope of grace in your life. Who will be saved? Those who call upon the name of the Lord. Some of you today need to call upon the name of the Lord. You need to say, Jesus, I believe today. Lord Jesus, come into my what? Tell me, church, come into my what? Forgive me of my what? What happens when he gives you a drink? You saw the verse today. He says, whoever drinks the water I give them will never what? Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to what? Eternal life. One of my best friends, his first sermon was out of that text. The Reverend Dr. Marcus Kevin McElroy. We were in FCA together at Warren Central High School. And he preached a sermon entitled, We Need a Leaky Belly. And that the church ought to be so full of God that it leaks. Well, the reason it's not leaking is because those of us who believe, guess what we're not doing? Pouring. Not bless me, Lord. You're already blessed. Keith, how about that other hymn that we hadn't sung in like 5 decades? Make me a blessing. Charlie, you would have remembered that hymn. That was from your younger days. Make me a blessing, Lord. Make me a blessing. Not bless me, Lord. And here I stand. And one more time. And open my eyes. And bless my heart. He's already done that. How about, Lord, here I am. Send me. Use me. So let's drink up and let's pour out and let's let God change everybody around us. Amen. Lord Jesus, call us to your grace. Pour us out. Touch us. So right now, if you know you need to drink that grace, listen, you've never done it. Let's get this year off started right? time to be saved. And if you've been saved and you've not been baptized, it's time to be baptized. Baptizing them in the name of the what? Father, Son, and what? Holy Spirit. Or the Holy Ghost. Same thing. Some of y'all need to do that today. Come on. He loves you that much. He's poured it out. Now let me ask you a question. Will you receive it in? Or are you going to do like this? Well, I need God to pay my electric bill before I can do that first.
What? What?
See, here's good news. If you get saved, you'll learn how to pay your own electric bill. See, God's better than the government. Government will hold you to slavery. God. Oh, I got to preach. Thank you, Lord. God delivers slaves. So that means this. I don't have to be a slave to alcohol. I don't have to be a slave to sex. I don't have to be a slave to drugs. I don't have to be a slave to being arrogant. I don't have to be a slave to money. I am free, free indeed. Some of y'all need to drink that in today. Amen. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me my sins. I believe you died on the cross. You've risen from the grave. God's already called you to that message. We just want to tell you this. We want to celebrate with you as pastors, thanking God for saving you, thanking Jesus for saving you. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, those of us who claim to believe, I'm going to put it like that. You know what I believe? People that give 3% that God give, they believe 3%. They're near it. And I don't know about y'all, I hate things that are near. They just stink. Like Diet Coke. Coke's supposed to have sugar in it. That's what makes it Coke. Check this one out. Near beer. What's the point of that? Some of y'all like near church. You won't be near it. You won't be around it. But if you get in it, if you pour into it, you know what's going to happen? What happens, Jamie? It gets on you, doesn't it? And then when it gets on you, I mean, you touch people. You're like, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? And guess what? It gets on them. And we don't even have to have a program to make that happen. And we don't have to have a ministry. And we don't have to have a pastor entitled. But get on them, pastor. Because God doesn't need our help. Guess what he needs? Here's what you gave me, God. Here's what you gave me. I leave you with this at the invitation. Paul said, I'm being poured out like a drink offering. He said, Timmy, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I'm done. Your turn. Waiting before me is a crown of glory. Not because I've earned it, but because he gave it. I'm on my way. Hillview, let's pour together. You have not been baptized. Let's get that done. Next week, we're going to go baptismal crazy. Y'all all right with that? So what if 1,000 people want to get baptized? Good. We're going to let y'all jump in right here on the floor. So, well, some people would call that disrespectful. Yeah, I know. Some people would call turning the water into wine wrong. That's in red letters. Some people would call welcoming a Samaritan woman to grace an abomination and an improper thing. Some would call it Jesus that hung out with sinners and hellraisers a bad idea. But I tell you what I call him. I call him my Lord. I call him the King of Kings. I call him the Lord of Lords. I call him the beginning. I call him the end. I call him the one that is coming. I call him the forever, the I am, and the one, the only one. That can take us to where he is. Amen. You will decide what you call him. So stand on up. And come on down. And let's pray together. See what sound we hear then. Amen. I thank Jesus for being here today in a real way. And I thank Jesus for calling you to salvation. And I thank Jesus for forgiving us. And I thank Jesus for loving us. So come and let's live it together. Pour it out. Pour it in. Loved much. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let him have your life. And then let his life pour out of you. Come on, church. I got great news. Come on down. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Be healed of your sin. Be reworked by grace. Hold on. I forgot to preach to you. You got to move to make this happen. It's good that you're standing up. Now let's pour out. Take that step. Walk forward. Bend those knees and ask Christ to come into your life. Come on, church. Let God have his way in you right now. Come on, church.